All right, when we compute the LSD for between groups, mixed groups, and within groups designs, the first part is familiar. When do you need an LSD minimum mean difference value? Same rule. You need an LSD minimum mean difference value to compare pairs of means whenever a significant effect has more than two conditions. When the interaction is significant, the LSD for the cell means is needed to, first of all, describe the pattern of the simple effects to describe the interaction pattern, and second of all, to describe the pattern of the simple effects to determine whether each main effect is descriptive or misleading. Remember, the trigger for checking if main effects are descriptive or misleading is whether or not there's a significant interaction. As it says in parentheses, it is necessary to describe the pattern of the simple effects to determine whether each main effect is descriptive or misleading, whether that main effect is significant or not. The most forgotten thing that I know of is that no main effects can be misleading. Yes?
Could you just take a little bit of time and just go over the difference between descriptive and misleading?
Absolutely.
I still feel a little confused. I don't think I have that.
So here we have some cell means. The simple effect here is 70. The simple effect here is 20. This simple effect is bigger than that simple effect, so we have an interaction. Okay? Whenever we have an interaction, we have to worry about our main effects. Well, our main effects are going to be these marginal means of 70 and 25. 70 is bigger than 25. So we would say that we have a main effect. Now, question is that main effect descriptive or potentially misleading? The way we determine that is by comparing the pattern of the main effect to the pattern of the corresponding simple effects. Overall, does treatment do better than control? Is that true for 5-year-olds? Is that true for 10-year-olds? So this is descriptive, because it tells us both about 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds. We can use it as a general statement without worrying about being wrong. Now look here. There's still a treatment effect for 5-year-olds, but now there's no treatment effect for 10-year-olds. We have an interaction, because the simple effect of treatment is different for 5-year-olds than for 10-year-olds. How are we doing? Whenever we have an interaction, we have to worry if our main effect is descriptive or potentially misleading. So now we've got means of 65 and 45. Overall, treatment works. Now we have to figure out if that overall main effect is descriptive or potentially misleading. So overall, treatment works better than control. Is that true for 5-year-olds? Is it true for 10-year-olds? No. So that main effect is potentially misleading. We wouldn't want to say it's generally true, because it's not true for the 10-year-olds. Yes?
So it's not misleading if one is just much bigger?
That's right.
Then it's still descriptive of the overall pattern. Okay.
These agree with each other, so they can both agree with that.
Okay.
These don't agree with each other. They can't both agree with that, no matter what it is.
Okay.
Now the pattern that, the last pattern that I want to show you, there's a treatment effect for 5-year-olds, treatment does better than control. There's a treatment effect for 10-year-olds, too. Treatment does poorer than control. We have an interaction, so we have to worry about the main effect. When we look at the marginal means, we see that there is no main effect for treatment. But would you want to look at these data and say, nope, treatment doesn't matter?
Because treatment does matter for 5-year-olds, and it does matter for 10-year-olds, and this is a misleading, null main effect. Technically, it's referred to as an aggregation error. We just so happened to add things up. I mean, if we'd have run 5-year-olds and 9-year-olds, we might not have gotten 25 and 25. The only reason we got that 25 and 25 is we happened to run 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds. Yes?
And so I think what gets confusing is when you start adding a bunch more
conditions. Sure.
And so then you just need to either look down the row or look across the row, really? Okay.
Yeah. If you've got something like this, what I think you ought to do is set up your pairwise comparisons. And then do this for 5-year-olds, and do it for 10-year-olds, and do it for the main effect. And unless all three sets match, then whatever this pattern is potentially misleading. That help? Good.
So the basic rule's the same. You need an LSD minimum mean difference whenever you have a significant effect of more than two conditions. If the interaction is significant, you need the LSD minimum mean difference for the cell means to describe the pattern of the interaction and to test the descriptiveness of the main effect. Number two, whenever a main effect is significant, you need an LSD for those marginal means to describe the pattern of that main effect. Again, only if it has more than two conditions. When we actually compute the LSD, we have to make sure that we're using the right error term. A between groups factorial design has only one error term. A within groups factorial design has a separate error term for each effect. So the LSD for cell means and the LSD for each set of marginal means all use different error. If it's the mixed group design, this is the one we have to be most careful, because there's one error term for cell means and the marginal means of the within group's main effect, and a second error term for the marginal mean of the between group effect. The other thing you have to worry about is make sure you're using the correct small n. N will be different for cell mean LSD minimum mean difference and marginal mean LSD minimum mean difference computations. N is still the average number of data points that each of the means being compared are based on. So it's still total number of data points divided by the number of conditions in the study that you're looking at. And I want to take a second and do a couple of those, because this gets confusing. And every year I tell myself to make a couple more slides, and every year I forget. So let's take say that we've got 60 people. Now notice, I didn't put N, S, or little n in front of this, because those symbols mix around a little bit. I've got 60 participants. All right, let's set this up as a between groups factorial design. If it's a between groups factorial design with 60 people, how many people are going to be in each cell? 10. They're not all trick questions. In fact, I think we're done with trick questions for today. How are we doing? When we look at the interaction, what's small n going to be? What's the average number of data points that the cell means are based on?
10.
10.
which is 60 data points divided by 6 conditions. Big N over K. Now, if we look at the age main effect, first of all, do we need an LSD?
No.
No. But humor me for a second. I'm trying to keep the design reasonable. What's the small n for each of the age main effect marginal means? How many data points go into that mean?
30.
How many go into that mean? The average of 30 and 30, even on a Tuesday morning, is 30. It's the number of data points divided by the number of conditions in that effect. Now we look at the treatment main effect. How many data points in that marginal mean? And that one, and that one. And so n equals the number of data points divided by the number of conditions in that treatment. How are we doing? Okay? Now, let's change the world. Let's make this a within groups design. If it's a within groups design with 60 participants, how many participants do we have in each condition? 60. What's the average number of data points in each cell mean? So we can look at the interaction. 60. Because now, the total number of data points is 360. 6 data points from each of 60 participants. Suddenly, we have data out to wazoo. The small n for the main effect of age is now going to be 180. And the small n for the main effect of treatment is going to be 120. How are we doing? One more. Let's change this to a mixed groups design. Now there's two different mixed groups designs we could use here. Let's use mixed group and say that age is within. Age is within, and treatment is between. How many participants, when they're 5 years old, are going to go into each treatment? 20. We're going to take these 60 participants, we're going to spread them across here. And then, because age is within groups, those same participants are going to reappear when they're 6. How are we doing? Make sense? And so what's the big N? It's the basis for all of our calculations. Because big N is data points, not people. So we now have 120 data points. How are we doing? And so for the interaction, we need the number of data points in each cell mean, which is 20 on average. For the main effect of age, we got those 120 data points spread across two marginal means. And for the main effect of treatment, we've got those 120 data points spread across three conditions. Getting a feel for it? Well, let's flip it, because that's the one that will let us know if this is going well. Say that we were impatient and we have to get this study run now. We can't wait a year for the 5-year-olds to turn into 6-year-olds, so we're going to run that as a between groups. But we're able to run treatment as a within groups design. Now we're going to take these 60 participants and we're going to divide those between 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. How many of each are we going to have?
30.
30. And those same 30 participants are going to be used in the control condition 1. And those same 30 participants of each age are going to be used again in control condition 2. So how many total data points do we have in this study? 108. So now, when we look at the interaction, the small n that we need to compute the LSD minimum mean difference is the total number of data points spread across the six conditions of the interaction. 180 divided by 6 is 30, which makes sense given the picture. When we spread those 180 data points across the two marginal means of the main effect of age, it's 90. And when we spread those 120 data points across the three marginal means for the main effect of treatment, it's 60. Notice that the interaction always has a smaller n than the main effects.